We are like Jesus. The most of the results that Jesus experienced from his fast, and we looked at this last time, was after the fast. After he was baptized in the Jordan, he was led by days, and it says after that time that he was hungry. It didn't say that he was thirsty, so he drank during his turning in power. And what is God's response to fasting? We know that for 21 days. What are the good things that he fills us with? What can we, to me, it makes all the difference in the world. It's great that, I mean, our number one purpose is to pursue him, to seek him, to know him. Something you wouldn't want told, but I'm telling it anyway. It convicted me so much. He said, I didn't go into this for reasons. There was always a reason. They knew a reason why they called a fast. And I think it means so much. It's therefore, because you did this for this person through their fast, and I have a similar need, I have responses to suffering is that he releases the power of the Holy Spirit into our lives. Derek Prince has a great quote that I love. He said, the potential of the Holy Spirit's power that Jesus received the works, see the works performed in our life that Jesus did through him. And that's why this is called Miracle Night of Prayer. Jesus renounced the supernatural in order to invoke, he renounced the natural in order to invoke the supernatural. Power means inherent power, capable of anything, ability to perform anything, not merely power, but capable. example of this and of loosing the band of wickedness. And Betty came into prayer at one of the fasting meetings, and she and Judy both were so excited about the sin. And I think that is so much our problem. I don't want to be this way. But yet we find ourselves repeating that and repeating that behavior and repeating that behavior, loosing the bands of wickedness. And so from the first day you began your fast, God sent the answer. And so we're going to thank you. Just like in the Benjamites in Judges 20, when those things. And I don't want you to say, Lord, did you? Did you? I want you to say, thank you, Lord. Mom's married, but he wasn't saved. And she fasted regularly for her family. It's great. I mean, we need to celebrate and be glad that we fasted and pray. When you fast, the word, when Jesus in Matthew said, I would like for us to maybe look at fasting one or two days the first week of every month, just like we're giving him the first of our year, the first of every month. Ponder that and pray about it. Here's something that the Lord, on this whole matter of loosing bands of wickedness, he says that she watches over the affairs of her household. The word for looketh is used. Another lament. Death has climbed in through our windows and has entered our fortresses. is crawling in your household, when death is coming in the streets, when death is coming into your family, loss and depravity. The next one is, God, He gave a really neat point, I don't think. The Lord announced the word, and great was the company of the on the campfires. The wings of my dove are sheathed with silver. The Lord announced the word, and great was the company of those who proclaimed it. I've prayed, I got the word from him, I've got the victory, and the spoil will be mine. She that tarried at home received the spoil. When Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the grave, the angel came. And Ezra chapter 8, they were fasting. This was the second group to go back. fast, go read. There's a lot of scriptural application and direction in that fast, in that blog. Sorry, I was never before in his life he began fasting. He fasted from 1991 to person gave $50 million. God solves problems when we fast. He sets the oppressed free. give us an opportunity to do that as part of our fast. And anything above the cost of this event, was struck down by God and completely in the dark. And one of the things, whether you want to eat healthy, quick stories, I'm almost done. One of the stories in this book is Jerry. I'll take care of you. I'll make fat your bones, King James says. Of grain, we can claim financial provision when we fast. And this is the last one. And I think that as mothers, thank you. You can claim this as part of your fast. It means to make bond. I lay in a stone in Zion, a tested zone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. Jesus will be the cornerstone, the foundation of your family when you fast. And the last thing is when we call on the Lord, He will answer. In Isaiah 58, you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and He will say, "Here am I." And that's not a maybe. It's not an if. It's "Here am I." He will answer. He has answered. And what I want us to do in this time and is Jehoshaphat had just gotten the kingdom in order, and his messengers come and tell him there's an army greater than we could ever defeat coming after us, and he calls a fast and said, "Lord, did you not bring us here? Did you not drive out our enemies before us? Lord, we don't know what to do. Our eyes are on you." And then they get up, and a prophet comes and says, "This battle is not yours, but God, stand still and see the salvation of God." And they say, "All right, we will." And they send men out ahead of the army to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord. And that's what I want us to do. We fasted. We have brought everything to the Lord, our purposes in fasting, and we have said, "Lord, we don't know what to do. Our eyes are on you." And I believe he's sending a message through, as jumbled as it was to run through that much that fast, but you know you have basis. He has supplied your answer. He has fought the victory. He has won it. When the men of Judah came over the hill, God sent ambushes against Moab and Ammon, and they killed each other. And the men of Judah come over the hill where they would get to see them, and they see them all dead, laying there. And so I want us to just praise the Lord and say, "Thank you. Lord, that it's done. We're going to go ahead. We fasted. We've sought you. We're going to get up, dry our eyes, and thank you and say it is done. You have supplied our answer, Lord. So whatever it is, we're gonna praise the Lord, and we're going to let it go and not carry it out with us and know that it's done. Father, I thank you for your precious promises that are life. And they're not just words printed on a page, but Lord, they're your word. They're your covenant with us. And Lord, I thank you that we can claim each and every one of these, every precedent and every promise, Lord, for our situation. And Lord, I just thank you for drawing us near. Thank you for this, for just unprecedented time, Lord. And Lord, I just do ask for revival in this community, for revival in East Texas. And so, Lord, as I praise, I'm going to thank you in advance for that. Thank you that as I'm claiming the Samuel fast, Lord, I'm claiming that you set the oppressed free. And that what was started here, Lord, like the 1859 revival, people fasting of all denominations, uniting in prayer and fasting, you saved millions. So, Lord, I thank you that this is a little movement, but it's not stopping here. I thank you, Lord. It's like a snowball going downhill. I thank you that you have started something. And I thank you, Lord, that we walk out of here in your power, that we came in here 321 days ago full of the Spirit. And we walk out of here and return to our homes in power. We return to our husbands. We return to our children. We return to our jobs. We return to our churches. We return to our Sunday school classes. We return to the storekeepers. We return to buy groceries. We return to go run errands. We return, Lord, in power. Thank you, Father, for that. We bless you, Lord.